الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم Ar-Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. What we're going to get into today is a little lesson that I want you to put yourself into this lesson. So let me get through it, and then I'll tell you about putting yourself in it. This particular lesson, we're talking about a dispute on resolution by Kings David and also Solomon. Sometimes they call him Suleiman. There's a dispute between two women over a child and was brought to the attention of King David, or Daud, sometimes you might call him that, or King Solomon, or Suleiman, who both gave different decisions. So listen to this. It was narrated by Abu Huraira, one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, blessed be upon him. He reported that Allah's apostle, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or may Allah be pleased with Abu Huraira and put peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, as saying, while two women have been going along with their sons, with their two sons, a wolf came and made away with the child of one of them. One of them said to her companion, "It was with your child that it," meaning the fox or wolf, "had ran away with." The other one said, "It has ran away with your child." They both brought the matter to King Daud or David for decision, and he made a decision in favor of the elder woman. They then went to Suleiman. This is the son of David. May peace be upon both of them. And told him the story. He said, "Bring a knife so that I can cut him," meaning the child, "into two pieces for you." The younger one said, "No, it can't be. May Allah have mercy upon you. He, the child, belongs to her," meaning the elder woman. So he gave the decision in favor of the younger one. Abu Huraira said, "If ever I heard of a word of kinship at all, it was that day. We call it by no other than name, the name of Al-Mudiyat." So let's get into the more important part than what I said at the end. And that is, we saw here that it was a dispute with wisdom, this particular lesson, talking about with wisdom and with justice. This hadith is about dispute between two women over a child that was brought to the attention of King Daud and also King Suleiman. Both kings gave different decisions in order to resolve the conflict. King David suggested cutting the child in half, while King Suleiman decided in favor of the young woman. The hadith teaches us that disputes can be resolved through wise decision being made, even if it means going against popular opinion or tradition. It also shows us how important it is for rulers to be just and fair when making decisions on behalf of their people. So we got a lot going on. I'm not going to unpack it all. A lot going on. one made decision, okay, give it to this person. Then the other made decision, okay, you cut the person in half, I'm gonna give you half and get the other person half. Then the one said, no, don't do that. Give it to her. It's okay. Don't cut the child in half. So it's a lot going on. You probably heard this particular saying before about two women bringing a child that they disputed over to King Suleiman or King David, and for a decision. And in this one, I wanted to mix it up a little bit for you all. And you had two different decisions. One decided to give to one woman directly, and then the other, Suleiman, he said, no, give me a knife, I'll cut him in half. Cut the child in half and give you each a piece. Then the one woman said, no, don't do that. Don't do that to the child. Don't cut the child like that. Just go ahead. The child belongs to the elder woman, to the older woman. And so I want you all to listen to this again. Maybe you come up with a decision about what you would do. Either decision of David, you would go with that decision, or you may go with decision of Suleiman or Solomon. You may go with that decision. You may give it to the younger one, or you may give it to the older one. You may say, bring me a knife, and then see their reaction. Because more than likely, the woman that really loved the child do not want to see, or that child belongs to her, or believe the child belongs to her, that they would not want that child cut in half. I'd rather her take care of the child than to see the child cut in half, or my child or the child cut in half and don't exist at all. And so we had a lot going on. I'm not making any decision at all pertaining to this, but I'm just going to leave it to you all. What do you think if you were the younger woman or the older woman and a wolf came and took away your child? And then you say, no, that child, he took your child, not my child. And then it went to Daoud and he gave David and gave one decision. It belongs to this person. And then Suleiman said, no, we cut him in half. And then the one other woman said, no, cut the child in half. Just give it to her. So there's a lot to unpack in this particular hadith. I want you all to put yourself in their place. Put yourself in David's place, Solomon's place, the women's place. What decision will you come up with? What kind of situation you may go into or been in where you had to make a wise decision? You're not for this person or for that person, you about what is just and what is merciful and what you feel that is right. And so you make decision based on the evidence presented and what you think is right. In Islam, if a judge judges and he's doing the best that he can, what she can in the judgment, then they still get the blessing for attempting or trying to judge according to Islam, according to what they thought was fair. And so now they do it because they like one person, the older woman, more than the younger, or the younger more than the older. Then, okay, that's not fair. Maybe they should recuse themselves and say, no, I don't want to make a decision in particular. Let someone else make the decision because I'm more her friend than your friend. And I may judge in her favor, or you may think I did it in her favor because she is my friend. Or I did not judge in her favor because she's my friend, but right now we're not speaking to each other. We're not friendly towards each other. So I'm going to judge against. So sometimes it's best just to let someone else make the decision, because you may not be the best person. You have to look at it for yourself. Am I the best person? Or let them know, look, this person is my friend, but I'm going to judge wisely. So do you all want me to, according to the evidence, I'm going to judge. So do you all want me to go forward or want me to stop and you get someone else to do this? So like I said, it's a lot to unpack. I'm going to put it in the wise decision in the hands of my students, because I believe I have some very wise students out there with a lot of hikmah out there, wisdom out there that you can look at and say, "What? Well, how would I decide on this? Would I decide on it? Would I back off of it? Would I decide for the young person or would I decide for the older person? Would I say, get me a knife with really no intention to cut the child and see the reaction of the two women, that's going to cut the child in half and give them each half of it?" So I want you all to, for yourselves, look at it. And what do you think you would do by the will of Allah that you would do in a situation like that? What have you done in the past? Were you just? Were you merciful? Were you merciful? Maybe not just. You had to look at that for yourself, because you're going to be coming to a lot of situations where you're going to have to be merciful, or you may have to be just, or you may have to make a decision that's going to be hard for you to make a decision. You may not feel comfortable with deciding on a particular situation. So you know when, yes, I'm going to go forward and be the judge of the situation, or I need to back off. And don't be the judge of the situation, because I may not be equal or not be, or may be a person that cannot in a just way judge a particular situation. So my students, listen to what I said. You can listen to the particular episode again and see what you think and see what you would do. And you may even come up, maybe today, tomorrow, or you've came up with before, where you're going to make a wise decision pertaining to something that's taking place, or someone brought something to you and you have to make a decision. Even children, they say, he did this or he took that or she did that. You know how children are. And so you may have to judge between them. You have to make sure that you judge fairly, not because you favor one child over the other child. That's not being fair. You listen to the evidence, and then you judge accordingly to the best of your ability. Or you also can say, opt to say, no, I don't want to be involved in this at all, because I don't want anyone to think that I'm judging for her because I like her, or judging for him because I like him or don't like him, something like that. Okay, so it's in your lap right now, this particular situation that both of these King David and King Solomon, they both made decisions based on what was presented and based on their wisdom. Sometimes you all may hear, and I'll be finished soon. You may hear only one of the story where he said, bring me the knife, I cut him in half. Or you may have heard the other part of the story. Okay, no, it's you. His child belongs to you. So, again, I gave you both. Now, it's in your hands what would be best in the situation according to your understanding between the two. If you were to judge for the situation in the situation. You have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.